one of our favorite hangouts.
Yes.
But we don't go 40. We leave 87 near Chevron Lake and go up over the rim and the old Hout Trail. That's a great ride. We are here this morning at Rosie on the House. Good morning. We are your weekend wake-up call, an Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. Glad you're joining us. If you'd like to talk to either the editor or publisher of Arizona Highways Magazine, I might give you the chance. I have so many questions, I might not give you the chance, but you can try. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. So when you fall in love with a mysterious plant called a saguaro cactus on the cover of a magazine at 5 years old in your grandmother's house in Detroit, how did you get the job as publisher of Arizona Highways Magazine?
Boy.
The last 57 years.
Well,
what was there?
You hear the old line, better to be lucky than good. I mean, when I was in the advertising agency business for a long time. A guy named Bill Miller, who was the chief operating officer of a company called Mac America Communications, but it was Channel 3, Channel 61, KEZ Radio, a bunch of other stations. Their family-owned business, Dell and Jewel Lewis, they bought Phoenix Magazine. And Phoenix Magazine was hemorrhaging money. And I was in the process of closing down one business and getting ready to start another. And Bill called me and said, love for you to get involved in helping us with this magazine. And I said, gosh, I'm not a publisher. He said, yeah, but you know the business and you know the market and all that stuff. So it was an easy decision for my wife and I to make to go ahead and do that. In the process, when I got there, I realized I really wasn't a publisher, and I didn't know what the heck I was doing. So I called a guy I had met on a charity board named Hugh Harrelson, and Harrelson was the publisher at Arizona Highways, and he mentored me. Hugh and I and his wife Jan became very close friends of Carolyn and I, and so when Hugh retired, he asked me to serve on a panel that selected his successor, and the woman who was the circulation director named Nina LaFrance was chosen as his successor. So we stayed close, Hugh and I stayed close, until unfortunately he passed away. But Nina called me 4 years into her tenure and said, I'm leaving to take a job in San Francisco. Are you interested in talking about this position?
Wow.
And I said, get out of the way. I'm there. and that's literally how it happened, and that was almost 16 years ago.
Can I help you pack your office? We know the Lewises. Jennifer's dad built their home.
Oh, wow.
So just
okay.
Great people. Just great. And what they contributed to the Valley and the entire state.
Extraordinary.
And the McFarlands before them. And
what a legacy.
What a great family. What a great family. So, all right, Robert, what's coming up? What's some upcoming issues? Where are you going to take us in the next few months through the pages of Arizona Highways?
You know, you're seeing the February issue out on newsstands, and subscribers have that. March is... This is one of the great things about this job, is that you've been around for more than 9 decades and you still get excited about issues. And, you know, there's always new ways to showcase old things, right? And so we've been doing wildflowers on our March cover for forever, you know, probably since Wynn saw that saguaro back in 1925. And and we're making a change this year. Actually, we're mixing it up a little bit, and we had this great collection of photos from up on the Hopi Reservation from this photographer who had lived up there in the early part of the last century, and we ran into a snag with getting the photos digitized in time. They're up at the Museum of Northern Arizona, and we will get them down the road. And so we were sitting there sort of last minute, like, whoa, what are we going to do?
Oh, no.
And
I'm not good with deadlines. I'm not good with deadlines either.
Yeah, you think it's not work, Rosie. And, you know, so we're sitting there, and as far out as we work, we were sort of under the gun on this. And our photo editor's like, well, we've got this portfolio in the vault, and we literally have a vault. And you want to take a look? It's never been opened before. No one has seen this. And we're like, yeah, okay. And it turns out one of our longtime great photographers, Jerry Jacka, who first shot for us in the 1950s, had gone up on an assignment from Arizona Highways, actually, back in the 1970s, went up to Canyon de Chelly and made these amazing photographs. The Arizona Highways brand opened some gates and opened some doors, and so we had access into some places that the average folks don't get to go. And so Jerry was in there with a ranger and made this remarkable collection of photographs. And so we were literally sitting around our art table. Do you remember when Geraldo went into Al Capone's vault and it turned out to be nothing? This was the opposite. We were literally sort of standing around this art table. You know, Jeff pulls out an X-Acto knife and cuts the seal on this box.
Wow.
And they're large format prints. He put on white museum gloves because it was of that kind of quality. And we went through these 10 just absolutely remarkable images of made up at Canyon de Chelly up at the ruins up there. And so that's going to be on our cover in March, as will all the other 9 images that are in that collection. So we're very excited about that.
I never met Jerry. I met his wife. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer and I live next door to his in-laws, Bill and Rowena Esri. Mm-hmm. Who were like some of the original homesteaders of New River.
Yes, they were. And Jerry's family, they were original homesteaders up there as well. And a couple folks on my staff, we went up and visited with them. They now live off the grid up on the Mogollon Rim. So we went up and spent some time with them to talk about this upcoming issue. And wonderful people. And they're part of the legacy of this magazine. You know, I always think about, you know, if we had a Mount Rushmore of photographers, who would be the four faces on there? And Jerry would definitely be one. So we're so excited to have this rare collection of photos in the magazine. So old photos, old magazine, very old publisher, but something new that no one has seen before.
Rapidly aging editor.
Yeah. We're going to age him out of his job. And we only got about 16 minutes to do it. Now, you mentioned the spring issue. Mm-hmm. It's a tradition. We're gonna see the spring flowers. Am I picking up a tradition the last 3 or 4 years? Seems like February we're talking about icons.
Yeah, you know, that's true. We started a thing, you know, we figure if others can designate national historic landmarks, why can't we do the same thing in our own state? We feel like we've got some authority there. So I think this is our 5th year of doing this. Each year we're designating 5 places around the state as sort of Arizona Highways historic landmarks here in Arizona. So each year we're featuring 5 different places. Some you've heard of, some you probably haven't. And so, you know, this year we've got Slaughter Ranch down in southern Arizona. We've got
what a guy!
Yeah,
what a guy!
Great story,
a great story. And the Hookers just north of them, up there in the John Hooker and his ranch is set up. What was the Sierra Bonita? Up in Sulphur Springs Valley. I mean, best book I ever read on Arizona history was by Mo Udall, Coronado's Inland Journey. Absolutely magical with words. I loved it.
Talk about writers. He was terrific.
So February issue has a lot to do last 4 or 5 years with iconic locations throughout Arizona. We've got a way that you can go see them. That would make an excellent place for you to start planning your Arizona staycation. Now, you can only register to win an Arizona staycation at rosieonthehouse.com, sponsored by Sanderson Ford. You decide, we pick a winner every month. You decide where you want to go. Because of our friends at Arizona Office of Tourism and Arizona Highways, we have garnered 18 lodging partners throughout the great state of Arizona. You go to Sanderson Ford, you pick whatever vehicle you want to test drive on their test drive lot, and they give you the car for 4 days. Jennifer throws an American Express expense card in there, so it covers all the gas. We cover your lodging. The card covers your food. But you have to stay in Arizona. That's the only requirement and the only condition. We pick a winner every single month. The last 2 winners were just tearjerkers.
We get wonderful testimonials when they get back. And the last couple went to the Sedona, how do you say it? I always get it. The Best Western
Best Western Plus.
Plus in Sedona.
In Sedona.
And they were provided a basket by Designing Women of Arizona. And the basket was so heavy, it took two women to pick it up to put it in their car. But if you're looking, it's almost Valentine's Day, and if you're looking for just a great way to give a gift to your sweetheart, give them a call at 480-275-6474, and Judy will get you all set up. She's a concierge shopper as well, so if you don't have time, she'll do the shopping for you and send you a picture so you'll know
what you bought. That's ingenious.
That is.
If you're looking for something to do today and you want to just sneak in a one-day trip, run up to the town of Superior, Arizona. While you're there, drop in and see the great displays at Boyce Thompson Arboretum. But we have a home tour in Superior today. It is all day today. There is a price for it, but you just drive through Superior constantly on your way over to Globe or Miami or through Salt River Canyon to get up to Sholo. Stop in Superior. It's an antique show and art show. It's today. It's $12 per person. Two for one passes to the Renaissance Festival are included. You can give them a ring at 520-689-0200. An excellent opportunity to get up and take a look at the historic. They have historic speakers, they have guided hikes, and you're probably going to get there a little too late for the pancake breakfast. But the home tour goes all day today in Superior. Get up there. We did it a couple years ago. It's a lot of fun.
You know, as well as getting the basket for our staycation winners, they also get a publication from Arizona Highways. They've got all kinds of great books. And one of their newest ones is this Arizona's Best Recipes. And it's recipes from all over the state from different restaurants. So we tried a couple last night. We tried the
You fixed a spare rib last night.
It was
good.
Short rib.
Okay.
Braised beef short ribs from the Stahl's Ranch Grill in Tubac.
Okay.
And then we also had the roasted butternut squash soup from the Asylum in Jerome. And this morning, we have zucchini muffins from Nanny's Zucchini from the Randall House in Pine.
There you go. And that's an entire cookbook. And we also have...
And we have one to give away for the next staycation winner. So if you're the next staycation winner, you'll get one of these best recipes in your car.
And don't we have a whole bunch of tickets to give away to the Waste Management Open?
We do. We have four per hour. You'll have a Jeopardy question at the end of each hour, and you can call in for a chance to win. Oh, actually, we're going to do a text giveaway this Saturday.
Okay. Y'all stay tuned for all of that. But I'd like to rejoin the conversation with our guests from Arizona Highways, Mr. Wynn Holden and Mr. Robert C. Thanks again for coming in, guys. We really appreciate the opportunity. Just to have you guys in and visit about different places. Robert, is there a corner of the state you haven't seen that's just tugging at your heart?
You know, there are lots of little places. I've kind of hit the big things. I was asking you that same question, you know, off air.
We're going to share that when we get back. Yeah. The one place I haven't been.
Yeah, there are a lot of places, and there are a lot of people to meet out there too. And that's really the other, you know, bonus of having this opportunity to represent this magazine and travel around the state. You know, the scenery and all of that is really remarkable. But you meet so many really remarkable people out there, so many great Arizonans with long history, the ranchers and the natives and everybody else.
Yes. We're going to talk more about Robert's place he longs to get to that he hasn't been to, and I'll confess where mine is as well when we get back right after this.